In the meantime, let's go now live. We've got a special guest who will now join us by way of West High School, our kicker of the future out of beautiful Knoxville, Tennessee, George Bullock. George, I welcome you to the program today. Congratulations on signing with Tennessee. A local boy made good. George, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
George, congratulations. It's got to be an exciting day for you. You know, you grew up kicking right into those goalposts at West High School, literally in the shadow of the University of Tennessee. When they first came on your radar last year, were you pinching yourself, thinking, man, this is really happening to me?
Yeah, you know, when they first started starting to recruit me, I was so excited. I hadn't heard from Tennessee for a long time. I was being recruited from some other schools and had gone to some things junior year and had never heard from Tennessee. And so I was kind of disappointed there. But then as soon as they did start to recruit me and they did start to take interest, I was super excited. So, yes, sir.
You have an opportunity, don't you? I mean, let's face it.
Sir.
You're gonna have an opportunity to come in and compete right away for a job. What did they tell you? What did Tennessee tell you?
As far as position goes, I'm gonna be looking at mostly kickoffs and field goals. If they use me on punting, then great. If not, oh well. I'm coming in to compete, as I think every player should, but. Coming in to compete with Michael Pilardi on field goals and kickoffs and Berettis and whatever other kicker they have there. And whoever wins out, then great, they're that starting position. Dooley did say that if I beat the other kickers, then I'll start as a freshman. If I lose, then hopefully the competition we have and me pushing them to get better will make them better and show up on the field.
Your leg is so huge. Have you kicked with the college football? Well, yeah. Have you? You've been blessed with a great leg. Have you kicked with a college football at all? And what is the difference?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay, what's the difference?
There's really not a big difference. I've kicked with all different kinds of footballs. Companies and also sizes, and it really doesn't affect the kicker. It shouldn't. Yes, there's a different size ball. If you go from a Nike to a Wilson or something, maybe the ball is made differently. But it's not something that should affect the kicker too much. If it's someone that is, like weak mentally, then maybe it messes with their mental game. And because of that, maybe they can't kick it as far or something like that. But there's not something that should affect me.
Isn't it interesting the way it does seem to affect guys when they translate from high school to college? Is the tee that big a deal? I mean, what do you think the issue is that makes it a different deal? Just out of curiosity, surely you've thought about it.
Are you talking about the ball still?
Yeah, well, I mean, just
that last question.
We've seen guys, for instance, in high school who are able to kill the ball, right? And then when they get to college, they struggle with kicking off. They struggle with whatever it is, whatever aspect of it is that they struggle with. And I'm just wondering from your standpoint, do you think it's the tee? Do you think it's making the jump? What do you think it is in terms of that keeps guys from realizing that greatness at that level?
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of individual for everyone. Everyone's different in the way that they approach it. The tee should not change. Early on, I started kicking my freshman year. I was off a 2-inch block and then moved down to a 1-inch block my sophomore year to kind of go ahead and so I could slowly make the transition. So this year I kicked off a 1/2-inch block but have also been working on kicking off the ground. I was kicking the other day and it really was not like really affecting the height that I put on the ball. So as far as why kickers go down or why you think, oh, maybe they're not kicking as far or their kickoffs aren't going in the end zone like they did in high school or something like that, you know, I'm not sure if there is one correct answer for that. I think every guy's individual. Maybe it's a lack of training or something like that. I'm not really sure.
I want to thank you, my friend, for joining
us.
Beautiful West High School. Hey, Coach Cummings will survive all the great memories over there at West. George, thank you, man. We're looking forward to great things from you. No pressure, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
George Bullock, one more time. Signing day, 2012 style.